You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, that's where you're at, Adventist World Radio, tuning to Business Sense, where we are having our Shapeshifter Thursday. These are conversations that we have every Thursday with some of those leaders in our communities, in our spaces, who are doing the most. And today is no different. And we want to invite you to engage with us, talk to us, share your thoughts, your comments as we talk together. +27734703520. +27734703520. And we're going to be talking with Adeline Mushi, who is hailing from Tanzania, like I put it. And she is an award-winning MC, winning the most preferred female MC of the year. listen to this. In 2019, 2020, and 20. So not once, not twice, but three times and in a row. And she joins us now on the line. Good evening to you, Adeline, and welcome to the Business Sense. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. We're doing marvelous, especially if we're connecting with such powerful people of yourself as yourself. How could we not be okay, right?
Wow, thank you so much. I feel so honored.
No, definitely.
Thank you so much for the great introduction.
And now, only a pleasure. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm very well, thank you. I don't know about you. I hope you are well too.
No,
I can hear
okay.
From the sound of your voice.
I'm excited.
So am I. I'm really excited. When you guys reached out to me, I was like, wow, this is amazing. It feels really, really good.
But yeah. Why would you be finding that amazing? I'm sure you've been inundated. I mean, we must be clamoring every one of the radio stations trying to get a piece of your time to say, please come. And you're like, oh, sorry, man, guys, you need to speak to my people. Then maybe they'll get back to your people to find an opening in my diary.
No, I make life very simple. Uh-huh. But you know, the thing is, when you're contacted from a radio that's outside Tanzania, it's really, really good.
It
feels really great.
It shows you're making waves beyond your borders, right?
Absolutely.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Adeline, really for agreeing to talk to us this evening. And we're going to get a bit personal. Maybe let's start right there to just break the ice. Talk to us about who Adeline is and your background, who you are and how you came to be in this space.
Okay, so my name is Adeline Alexander Mushi. Mm-hmm. I am a daughter. I'm a firstborn daughter, a family of three kids. So I have my older brother, myself, and then my little sister, Carolina.
Okay.
Born in Tanzania, but raised in different countries like, in Kenya. Of course, Tanzania, Kenya, Botswana, and Zimbabwe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes. So, because my dad was a doctor, so we moved from Tanzania when I was young, traveled to Kenya, stayed in Kenya for like 3 years, and then I moved to Botswana where I did my primary school and my first and second year of high school, and then shifted to Zimbabwe, and then came back to Botswana for my university. Yeah. Yeah, and then when I finished, I came back to Tanzania. By God's grace, I managed to get a job just within 2-3 months of having returned back from Botswana. Mm-hmm. Worked in a bank, the first bank I worked in, and then I went to a manufacturing company, and then I went to, entertainment company, and then, came back to a bank.
Okay.
And then, while I was working, then ventured into my MCing career. Of course, this is something that, if you want to be an MC, if you're an introvert, obviously it's not very easy.
It's not
going to
work.
So my character, the person that I am, allowed me to become an MC. But before I started doing it for business, I just used to volunteer. I'm right. The kind of person, I'm a bit forward, I would say. From the time I was in school, I was that kid who volunteered to literally do everything,
All right.
Yeah, so very active and, you could spot me, I could always be spotted, in a bunch of 100 kids,
You'd stand out.
I'd stand out. I'd make myself stand out.
Okay.
So that's me, So obviously you can understand why I can do the emceeing job. Because there are some people, if you tell them to stand in front of people, to them it's like horror, you know?
Yeah.
But for me, if you deny me the microphone, you become my enemy, you know?
Come on now,
Alidine. Yes. Yeah, so that's how I've always been, you know? So I used to do it for fun. Because, you know, when you do something, and this is what I always tell people, when you want to venture into business, make sure you do something that you enjoy, you know, because like for me, I started doing it not for money. I started doing it for fun. So even at workplaces, I would do like training programs and stuff because, you know, that would mean standing in front of people and training. And then I would do events for free, you know, like a friend's event. It's a bridal shower. You know, I would just volunteer to do it. And it comes naturally for me. You see what I mean? So, and my friends used to tell me, why don't you do this for business?
I can imagine.
And I used to be like, no,
not
because
me.
I used to feel like I'm a corporate, you know, I used to be a corporate. So I used to feel like, how can I be doing this work? MCing? What did my parents say? What did my dad say? You know, you become an MC, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it used to look like a job for uneducated people. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be able to, I was not ready to do it at that time.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
And we're going to go deeper into that space. I want to know where your career is now, but maybe let's turn back a bit to yourself. You gave us life in your parents' home and the siblings. Do you have family of your own?
Yes, I do.
And then you forget them. Yes. You tell us of your parents and your siblings and you leave the real family. That's now extended.
No.
In English, they say it's extended family. No, they're extended.
No. Remember,
bye-bye to them.
Remember, you asked me who is Adeline?
And
so
where
I was giving
from.
You my beginning.
Okay,
my beginning.
Okay.
Like, you know, this is me, like a child of, you know, three and all that. Mm-hmm, and then, you know, born and raised, you know, I gave you like my history.
So
that
true.
Was like, that's like my history. Yeah. Mm. So.
And current Adeline?
And current Adeline, so I work for a bank and I still do the MCing job. So
okay.
I do. And this is the other thing that, you know, I'm happy that you're interviewing me as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Also for the women who are listening, you know, they need to understand that, you know, these days, you know, you have to be independent as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And what does independence mean? Independence means that, you know, you can make your own bucks and, you know, just be free. Do you know what I mean? So for me, I'm employed. I work full time, but also I do my MCing hustle. Okay. So, you know, I would sometimes have events midweek. So I come from the office. You know, it depends on the timing. It depends on the venues. If they're near where I work, then I'd carry, you know, my clothes that I'd change and then go to the event.
All right.
If they're far away, then I'd go home, you know, refresh and then go to the event. So I do both jobs. So I'm a wife married to one husband.
You're not a polyandrist.
No.
Okay.
Married to one husband and I have four kids.
Okay.
So basically, this is also going to be probably part of my interview is that I was married in 2011. But during that time, you know, I got separated from my husband for 8 years.
Mm.
And, you know, God is just amazing. And, you know, through the years, I've been praying and, you know, trusting God for a miracle. And God did what he usually does. He performs miracles.
Amen.
So we reconciled with my husband in 2021.
Wow.
Yeah. And at that time, I was also, since January 2021, I had been praying to God and I wanted a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to tell God, I want a baby with my husband. You know, I don't want to mix. You know, I want a child with my husband. So, and God just did a miracle for me. In September 2021, God, reunited my husband and I. And then in December, I conceived.
Wow.
And in 2022, September, I got a child.
Amen.
You know? So for me, you know, it's a miracle for me.
Indeed.
It's a testimony, and it's a testimony not just to me, but also to people who know me, who have seen me through the years, who know that I've been praying to restore my marriage,
and
eventually it has been restored. So I also do marriage counseling, not formally, but the events that I host, most of them are weddings. So I usually talk to brides. Some of them get into marriage and face challenges, and they usually come to me, and I usually give them marriage advice. But because a lot of people know that I've gone through this in my country, because I've been interviewed before and I've done radio interviews and they've seen my interviews. And I'm a very open person because I believe in sharing. You know, I believe that when we go through life experiences, sometimes God lets us go through life experiences so that we can be able to share with others, so that they can be able to see that, you know, God does work miracles.
Yes.
So I do a lot of counseling, and I do help a lot of women, young girls. I talk to them.
I love that.
And and for me, it makes me feel very good, because it also makes me feel like God chose me to go through this so I can also bring hope to others. So he can use me to bring hope to others as well. And I meet a lot of people, some I don't know, some I know, who send me even DMs on my Instagram, and you know, they want to meet me, they want us to talk. Some people call me anonymously, and you know, they share their problems with me. And for me, I feel like if I can be a blessing to someone that way, then you know, I'm serving my purpose as a human being on this earth. Yes. So for me, that's
profound.
Really deep.
That's profound.
Yeah.
And quite a ministry. Yeah. I mean, here we are thinking you are a gifted MC, and you're an all-round NJ covering all bases.
But I thank God for that. And remember, my mother is a pastor.
Okay.
And so she obviously was praying all the years, because she does counseling to married couples, you know. And for her, my marriage falling apart, for her was like a hit. Do you know what I mean?
I can imagine.
So she had also been praying all the years. You know what I mean? And then so God answering the prayers for her also, it gives her a lot of hope and a lot of faith as well in the ministry as well. So for us, it's a big thing. It's more than just life happening. For us, it's a big miracle. And for us, it's a sign of God just saying, you know, I'm here and I know you. So keep doing what you're doing. Yeah.
You know, we've got a comment coming in here from Bongi, and she says on the WhatsApp line, just speaking back to you, the character traits, you were saying that you've always been this outspoken person, loud person, you know. And she says, kind of shows that, you know, these personality traits that sometimes people would see as negative. I mean, in school, you must have been the teacher's nightmare, you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, school would have tried to box you and, no, cut down on your talking, you know. But that kind of an attitude, a personality trait, if properly directed, look at you now, using it as a positive thing. And sometimes even those who are quiet and sometimes are considered recluses, you can also even direct that as a strength, you know, without feeling like you're lacking in any way, shape or form. And I think you've done a marvelous, a wonderful job. And here you are today.
Yeah.
You know, I want us to move into your career space to say, You spoke on how, obviously, when you came back, you started working, got work in a bank. Is that what you then had studied for, to be in the bank where you are still finding yourself now?
Okay, so initially, I'd first wanted to be a doctor.
Okay.
And then, like my dad.
I wonder where you got that from.
You know? And then I realized I'm a very emotional person.
Okay.
So along the way, I was like, no, I can't be a doctor. Then I wanted to be a lawyer. And then at that time, when I wanted to apply for law, I couldn't get in. So then I did a Bachelor of Arts in Social Sciences. So with arts and social sciences, it gives you like a wide range of, you know, jobs that you can do. So when I came to Tanzania, I was looking for, I had my cousin, and, you know, I always say that, you know, my cousin really helped me, Nambua Cassandra. She really, really helped me. You know, she took it upon herself to try and help me, you know, to find a job. You know, so she, you know, we went around making applications, you know, and at that time, because she knew Tanzania, she's lived here. So she said, listen, let's try and apply for jobs in banks, you know. So, right. You know, so she helped me draft my letter, and I, you know, just took my applications everywhere. So I was called for the interviews.
All right.
And then I got my first job in one of the banks, and, you know, I went and I started. It was in HR.
Mm.
So that's how I landed myself in HR, you know, and ever since, I've always been in HR ever since then. Mm. And that has been my interest. And I've never honestly really ever wanted to change that field, to be honest. So been in HR since 2004. Yeah. You know, so I did training, you know, I did training, and then now I'm into HR business partnering. Yeah.
Okay. And when you consider this, you always want to do this? I'm talking now this combination that you're having, where, because when you look at it, really, this idea of training and MC, it's not really that far apart, right? It when you went into HR, is it something that you were thinking you're going to be then ending up in the training space? Or is it just something that just kind of gravitated and happened? And, well, guess what? It's something that you're good at as well.
Okay, so no, I'd never thought I'd become an MC, if I can be very honest.
Uh-huh.
So I did like friends events, like not so many. I just did them, like, you know, just for fun. You know, like if you go to a birthday party and then, you know, there's no one to run the event, and then you just decide to I'm going to lead this. You know what I mean? Like, okay, guys, let's sing happy birthday. Let's cut the cake and all that, you know. So, you know, I remember it was a friend's wedding. It was her bridal shower, actually. We went there as friends, just girls. And we were there. And then there was nothing really happening. There was no order. So I decided to take over. So I'm like, okay, guys, you know, let's do this. Let's do that. So it was a bridal shower. She was happy with the way I did it. So she said, please, you're going to do my send-off. In Tanzania, we do send-offs. Send-offs is a party whereby, it's an event whereby the bride's family send her off to the groom's family.
Oh, okay.
So it's like the wedding, but on the side of the bride.
Mm,
yeah.
All right.
So,
all right.
So she said, please, can you do my send-off? Because she was getting married to an American guy from the States who didn't understand Swahili. So she needed English. So, you know, coming from outside the country, coming from someone who had studied outside the country, my English, I would say, is pretty good.
Very good.
Yeah. Thank you. So, so she was like, please, I need you to do this for me, because, you know, her husband was American. Mm-hmm. So she needed someone who could speak Swahili for her relatives, but English for her husband.
So English. Okay.
So I was like, no, I've never done a send off before. I cannot do this. She's like, no, just do it the way you did my bridal shower.
Yeah.
And I was like,
but
I've never. So she's like, no, you're just going to do it. So she told me to do it and I did it. Then she was like, you know what? You are going to host my wedding.
Mm.
And at that time, her wedding was like in the top hotel in Tanzania.
Wow.
You know, this guy she was getting married to was loaded. So the wedding was top notch, you know, and I was hosting this wedding. You know what I mean? So for me, I was like, I've never done this before, you know, but I hosted that event perfectly. And my friends were putting so much pressure on me, like, you need to do this, like, you need to do it, like, and make money out of it.
Professionally legit, yeah?
Yeah. And I used to be like, no, I can't. You know, I'm working. I'm a corporate. How can I do this? So they really used to put pressure on me. But I used to feel like, no, I cannot do this. So when my husband and I separated in 2014, because I used to be very lonely, like on Saturday nights, and I'd be sitting there thinking about him,
I can imagine.
You know, just being very sad and, you know, just, you know, it used to be terrible.
Mm.
So what I decided is, you know, I need to find something to do on weekends.
Yeah.
You know, so I said, you know what? I'm going to open my Instagram page and I'm just going to write there that I'm an MC so that I can be doing events on Saturdays and Sundays so that I don't have to think about my husband.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So that's how I started to do this thing, you know, for business, you know. And one event led to another. One event led to another. And before I knew it, my name is just, you know, everywhere.
In the big circles now.
Yes. So I really thank God. And now, then I won the awards and everything. And now I call myself MC Lina, the MC who speaks English fluently. So everybody who sees me, they're like, MC Lena, the MC who speaks English fluently.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know, so having grown in Botswana, Kenya, Zimbabwe, you know, that has really helped me because with the English that I speak, you know, there's English that you speak for business, but there's English that you can now host an event and make people laugh,
same.
Crack jokes. It's
not
the same.
It's not the same thing. Yeah.
You don't learn that in school. You know what I mean? So for me, it has really, really helped me.
Wow, that's
and
amazing.
That's how everything came about. Yeah.
When you then decided to go legit or to go professional with this gift that you possessed, did you then, especially when you just kind of started seeing that, wait a minute, this is getting a bit serious, did you decide to bring some paperwork into it, some school into this, or did you just say, you know what, I've got the gift, I've got the talent, I've got the experience, I'm going to run with that? Or did you decide, you know what, I'm going to go to school, get something, a qualification for emceeing? Is there even a qualification for emceeing?
Okay, so I tried to look because I used to say to myself, okay, how do I get myself to the next level? So I would go like on the internet and try to look, but there's nothing for an MC as an MC because everything that I used to read online is like stuff that I know, you know, like public speaking and all that.
Okay, okay.
So it's stuff that I know. So currently, stuff that I want to do is to basically go on courses like, you know, protocol courses and stuff like that, because sometimes you have to host events and then maybe like there's the prime minister that is coming for the event or there are ministers coming for the event or there are ambassadors or something like that coming for the event. So you have to be able to know, but also there are these corporate events whereby if you have like a protocol certificate or something, you know, it puts you in a better position to be able to get these positions, to be able to do these jobs. But also being a woman, you know, right now there's women empowerment. It's if you position yourself, then it's very easy for you to be able to get all these opportunities. So there's no formal training that I've done. There's no certificate or anything that I've done. For me, to be honest, it comes naturally. Honestly, just comes naturally.
Wow.
And what
keeps motivating you? I mean, now you've been doing this for a couple of years. What keeps you going? You know, I'm sure that the void that kind of started this thing has been filled, especially more so now when the husband is back. What would keep you going in this? What would be the motivation?
Okay, so for me, by the way, I do not do this for money until today.
Wow.
I don't. For me, it's not, you know, like there are events that I want to, there's some events that I would say I want to do that event like so badly. Even if they do not have the budget for this, I can even do it for free.
Wow.
Yeah, because for me, it's like even at work most sometimes I'm given like events to do at work, and for me it's something that I do effortlessly. Do you know what I mean? And I don't need to get paid for it, and there are times that, you know, like an event is happening and I'm like, I wish they could just give it to me, they don't even have to pay me, I'll do this. Do you know what I mean?
Because
for me it's fun. It's like what? I don't know what to say. It's like...
You're in your element. It's your passion. I can
hear. Yeah, it's my passion.
Yeah.
You know, okay. So for me, I love food. I have a good appetite, eh? So it's like giving me chicken to eat. You see what I mean?
You don't need to be paid for that.
No, I don't. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah. So for me, it's like that.
But
I just enjoy it.
I know that, you know, you tell it like it's a story that's been all roses. But I mean, and having lived a couple of years as well on this green globe, I know there is nothing really that's all roses with no hiccups. Have you faced any challenges? What are some of the issues that you've faced so far in this career that you've chosen as an MC, award-winning MC?
Okay. Let me see. Okay, first of all, being a woman, unfortunately, there's so many events or so many like committee meetings where they sit and they do not believe that a woman can host an event as good as a man. So if the bride or the groom know you, like they've seen your work, then they just insist that, no, I want her. Like there are several events I've done And these people that I don't even know, they've seen me. Like, I remember one guy saying to me, do you know, I finished his event and he was like, I'm so happy with your work. And he said to me, do you know, I just opened Instagram and I was like, I want a female MC to host my wedding. And I came across your page and I was like, this is my MC, you know? So he was like, a lot of people do not believe in women doing this.
Yeah.
But the minute I saw you, I did not think twice. I just said, this is it. You see? So there's that notion that women cannot host events like men do.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So sometimes we do face those kind of challenges. But, you know, I think, and of course, right now, there's so many women that are coming up in this field, which is a good thing. So I'm hoping that, you know, people will begin to accept women the way they accept men doing this. Yeah. But then when I go and do events, obviously being a woman, you find that maybe your floor manager or the chairperson is a man, you know? Sometimes, you know, you're doing your work, you're doing this professionally, you're communicating with this person. So you have to be nice, you know? So some people can just take that for granted, you men, you know. So so sometimes, you know, they take advantage of that.
Yeah.
You finished an event and somebody thinks, you know, they can take it to the next level. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So sometimes, you know, you can't be rude because this is the same person who will give you business tomorrow. But, you know, just to find a way of, you know, just letting this person understand this was purely business. You know what I mean? And you know, for me, I do not like to be rude or to be just straight up with this person. But, you know, you have to find a way, a political way, of letting this person understand that, you know, this was business, it's finished, you know, we go on to the next one.
So true. Yeah. So true.
So those are some of the challenges that we face. But then also, sometimes, obviously, when you finish your events late, you know, driving back home, you know, it's late, you know, driving maybe probably by yourself at night as a lady. Sometimes you get a little bit scared, you know. Yeah, so, you know, those are some of the issues. But
that you find. But not necessarily with the work itself.
No, the work itself can be challenging, of course, very much so. But for me, right now, having been in the industry now for a while, I think I've mastered how to deal with different people.
I can
and
imagine.
And just understanding that, remember, you're only with these people for a very short period of time, you know, and most of them, you only meet them on the day of the event. So be as nice as possible, persevere for those 6 hours of the event, and then, you know, call it a day. Do you know what I mean?
So
for me, I try. Of course, there are people who get onto your nerves, but this job has also taught me a lot. No, it's true. They really do.
Yeah.
But it has also taught me to be very patient because remember, when you go and host an event, for that particular event, you've already been paid, you've already won the business. So now when you go and do an event, you're actually looking for other business, for more business. So you could be talking to a prospective customer. So you have to be very careful how you talk to people, you see. You have to be very careful how you manage the situation, how you manage the event. So there are times the event is supposed to start at 6, but then the bride is not at the venue or the bride and the groom are not at the venue until about 8:39.
Yes.
So you start the event at that time and people expect you to feed them on time. They expect you to let them dance and enjoy the event. And they expect you to let them leave on time. But remember, they've come late and nobody remembers that they came late and they started late. So if you don't manage your time wisely, then you're blamed for not being able to manage time.
And it's so, on you, right?
As the MC. Exactly. You see what I mean? So it's quite challenging. But then also there are challenges like, you know, there are different vendors at the venue. So like maybe there's myself.
Okay.
And then maybe there's the caterer who's serving food. So maybe the committee have told you maybe you want to eat at 8 o'clock or at 9.
Yes.
But then if the, remember myself and the caterer, we are service providers, so mostly we know each other.
Okay.
So they would usually manage me by coming to tell me the food is not ready. Give me another 30 minutes.
Mm.
Meanwhile, they've told the committee members the food is ready.
Mm.
You see?
Mm.
So if I don't, if now I have to manage the
You have to juggle there. It, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Because now the committee members are wondering, why am I not welcoming people to the buffet?
I mean, it's time already, and they've it's been told already. The food is ready.
Exactly.
Oh, I can imagine. So
you have to manage those kind of politics in the event as well, because then you also don't want to start quarreling with your fellow service provider.
No, you can't
do that. So you have to manage those kind of things, you know?
That's exciting.
And it's not that easy. Yeah. And then also sometimes, you know, in some events in Tanzania, we have this thing whereby, you know, you present gifts to the newlyweds or to the bride.
Okay.
So you have like a whole list of people who want to give, to present their gifts. And some of them, you find everybody who wants to present their gift, they want to make a speech.
Mm.
So like, you know, maybe somebody schooled with this person. Yes. So they want to, when they bring the gift, they want the microphone to speak, you know.
And you don't have time for that.
And you don't have time for that, because now it's like 11:30 and the hall only allow up to midnight. You must have finished your event. You see, so you have to manage that. You have to manage that. You see? So
yeah.
It's really, really challenging sometimes when I'm hosting the event.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can
imagine. Exactly.
Now, tell us, Adelaide, you were telling us earlier on about how sometimes you get ministers, you get ambassadors and stuff at the events. What are some of those highlights and what are some of those top events that you're like, you know what, I think the highlight, the one that I would always bring up if I'm bidding for a job, and I can say, what do they call it? Name dropping, right? If I can say, I did this event. What would be some of those events?
Okay, so obviously there's one judge that I did his event, and you know the prime minister was there. Then there's also the Moroccan government. I forgot what it was called. There was a discussion that they had here in Tanzania, one of the top hotels, and I was contacted to be the moderator of that event.
Wow.
So it was all these officials, that event. You know, I walked into that event and I was like, is this me? Can somebody pinch me?
You know?
Like exactly. You know, you host such an event and you're thinking, wow. And then there was also another wedding that I did, and the former president was there. For this one, the former president, I've done several weddings and he has been present.
Okay.
Honorable Jakaya Kikwete.
Wow.
He's attended several of those. I have pictures with him. And then also the governor of the central bank. I've done events where the governor has attended. But also my own CEO of the bank where I work.
Mm.
I mean, he's witnessed several of my events. So,
wow, amazing.
It's really nice when you have, like, you know, your CEO sitting there and, you know, and he always congratulates you, you know, like, well done, you know, like you're doing well, you know. So it really, really, really does help me, and it positions me very well out there. And also, let me try and think. Also for Tanzania Women Lawyers Association.
Oh wow! Okay.
Where
okay.
Then, yeah. So they have they usually invite like former president or you know all these dignitaries. They usually come and attend these events. So I've attended. I've hosted quite a few of those. Yeah.
That's exciting stuff. That's exciting stuff.
It is. Yeah.
And do you see yourself doing this for any longer going into the future? Do you see yourself still having more years under your belt in the MC industry?
Yes, I do, definitely. I'm 43 at the moment, but I don't look 43 if you look at me.
Yes, we're there.
Actually, you saw from my photo.
Certainly.
You know, I keep my hair short, and that helps me to look young.
Okay.
Yes, and also, so what I try and do is basically keep up, you know, with the millennials and Gen Z. You know, I try and just do that. So
okay.
I try and update myself a lot, you know, with, you know,
what's happening
what
currently.
These young people want, you know?
Mm.
So I relate with them very much, very much, you know. You know, I get silly with them. I get serious with the old. And I'm pretty much all weather, you know. Yeah, I'm pretty much all weather. So I really try to do that. Yeah. So it's very difficult for people to know that, you know, she's actually 40-something, you know.
Yeah.
Most of the time I'm with them and I look like I'm 20-something, you know. Yeah.
So certainly. That's what
I
try to do.
So I still see myself in this business. And the competition is very high. A lot of upcoming MCs, men and women. Everybody thinks this job is an easy job that can get you easy money. So everybody's, you know, jumping into it. Some are succeeding and some are not. But, you know, for me, in order for me to keep to stay in the game, I often try and ask for feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being a corporate also, there are things I've learned, you know, business etiquette that I've learned.
Yes.
So there are things that, you know, I often seek for feedback from my customers, the way I talk to them, the way I handle my customers. Probably would be different from someone who is not a corporate. Because remember, for me, customer service is of essence. Yeah.
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
I have to make sure that, you know, because one thing I know, like working in a bank, if I want a customer to be happy, I must give them top-notch service, right? So for me, I understand that, you know. So when a customer comes to me, I treat them with a lot of care. You know, a lot of care.
Mm.
So for me, professionalism is very important in my job as an MC, you know. So
especially, I was about to say, considering the level of or the caliber of the events that you're hosting and the people that are coming through, definitely you need that professionalism.
Yes. And also when you host events and you post them on your page, it also sets the tone. And, you know, it also just sort of... I don't know if this is the right word, for lack of a better word, probably segregates your customers. So, you know, there's a clear division of the kind of customers that the niche that you serve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. So for me, that's also very important. Yeah.
Mm.
So I keep it very professional and, you know, corporate. And
Indeed. People
know that, you know. So there are some people that come to me and they know, look, you're the person I want. There are people who change their dates because, you know, the dates that they want is already booked. So they change their dates to suit me. So when I see that happening, then I know I'm still relevant.
Wow. Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Indeed.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's a mark of serious honor right there.
Yeah. Mm. For me, that's really big. But also, you know, when you get people, coming to you and they really appreciate you. You know, I go to an event and sometimes I take like normal events and you go to an event and people are like, oh my goodness, you have come. I didn't think you'd come to my event. I thought you only do like top-notch events.
Wow.
And I'm like, no way. You know, why wouldn't I not come? You've paid me to come and do this. You know, and you meet people who just want to take photos with you. And, you know, they appreciate you for sharing your life with them. But, you know, just because, you know, and also what I've come to realize is people go through a lot in life and they keep quiet. So when a lot of people, I can tell you one thing, I have built friendships with people that I don't know, simply because of the way I've shared my stories with them.
Mm.
And I've built this relationship and trust with them without even knowing it. Yeah. So some of them, they just come in, they're like, I could not wait to get married because I said, you have to be my MC.
Wow.
This is a dream come true for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like that. But also for me, there are times I've accepted an event and I've been paid money. And then somebody comes and asks you, how much have you been paid? I'm ready to pay you more.
Wow.
So for me, it doesn't matter how much you're ready to pay me. If I've taken someone's event,
I will not
trade it.
I must never trade it.
Ugh. Yeah. So some people, that's where some people go wrong. Because that's where you lose credibility.
Mm.
And for me, it's critical that if I've taken your event, I will never take someone else. It doesn't matter how much they're paying.
Mm, I like that.
Yeah.
Adeline, we're running out of time, unfortunately, and we'll have to wrap it up. We've got a comment coming through on our WhatsApp line. Emmanuel Okwi, all the way from Uganda, coming through and saying, good evening, AWR and your guest. And they say, one thing I have learned from Adeline's story is that only God shapes the future. We may plan to pursue a career in a particular field, but only He who knows what we can do well and what is good for us can lead us in the right path. May God continue to bless her work. Amen. Oh my.
Amen.
Oh my.
Amen.
Ah,
amen.
Yeah, that's a blessing indeed.
Powerful.
Indeed. Yeah, what a test.
Adeline, very true.
MC Lina, like you said, let's wrap it up. Any last words that you'd want to leave with our listeners? An encouragement, perhaps, for someone who thought what they possess and what people derate them for actually can be used as a gift?
So for me, one thing I'd like to say is back in school, I was suspended when I was in Form 2, okay?
Mm.
And I remember my mother cried, and I still remember her voice until today, okay? And then when I was in Form 4, I was suspended again, okay?
Mm.
And I would say, the naughtiest child at school. I mean, I mean, you know, we were three kids, right? I was the naughtiest, all right? But one thing I can tell you is, you know, my last words also to the young people listening to me, your parents are always right. They're always right. And I've come to realize this, you know, as an older person, as a mother as well, that, you know, my parents have always been right. Your parents always want what is the best for you, you know, always. So always trust your parents. Believe that they always want the best for you. And they are always right. Trust me.
Yeah.
But also ultimately is God. God is there and He's always listening and He wants the best for you. So whatever it is that you're going through, just remember to pray. Just kneel down and pray. And also do not trust everybody. Do not trust everybody.
Okay.
Because people, not everybody loves you. Not everybody has your best interest at heart. So don't trust everybody. Those are some of the lessons that I learned growing up in my life. Yeah. Mm. And also,
what
it does not mean
share.
That if you have a dirty past, if you have a dirty story, trust me, it can always be changed. It can always be changed. You know,
so it does not
mean that today, if you're a reject, you know, if you're an outcast in society, God holds your future, and trust me, it can change. So do not consider yourself an outcast. Keep trusting in yourself. Keep believing in yourself. Start now. You can always start like today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You can start even today. What powerful words
even
to wrap
today.
It up. Thank you so much, Adeline.
Yeah.
Really appreciate your time. And keep making those waves and inspiring those women, a pioneer of in your own right there. We truly appreciate your time this evening.
Thank you so much. And please, whenever you want to have me, you can have me again. Thank you so much.
Wonderful
I really
stuff.
Enjoyed. It was great. God bless you so much.
Have a good evening and thank you once again.
All right. You too. Thank you.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.